Something fantastic is coming to the Upper Hunter and Muswellbrook in September for the very first time, and we're certain it won't be for the last. The great cattle dog master joining us to have a chat about it is Wayne Toms. Wayne, how are we doing, mate?
I'm very good, Bear. Thanks for having me, mate.
Mate, you must be a bit excited. Coming up on the 9th to the 11th of September, the inaugural cattle dog master.
Yes, mate. Yeah, as you know, we've been trying to stage this event for the last couple of years, but because of COVID, like many events, we've had to postpone and cancel. But this year, it looks like it's full steam ahead.
So what will we be able to enjoy on that weekend?
Oh, look, mate, there's a lot happening. Our biggest day is the Saturday, the 10th, which is our Community Family Fun Day. It's really designed as a festival for the Upper Hunter.
Yep.
So everyone is invited to that day. You don't have to necessarily be a catalogue enthusiast, although having said that, we've got people coming from all over Australia and for people coming from overseas that
Good
are
Lord.
Catalogue enthusiasts. But look, for everyone else, particularly here in Muswellbrook, it's a great opportunity to bring the family out. To celebrate the origins of the catalogue here in the Upper Hunter. And look, there's a whole range of things happening on that day. You know, there's a kid zone there. We're catering for the kids. There'll be jumpy castles. There'll be slides. There'll be petting zoos. There'll be face painting. The amazing Jono will be doing the rounds. Sparkles the Clown will be there. and we've got a whole range of other things organised for the kids as well. There's an Upper Hunter showcase because we wanted to make sure that with all these visitors coming, not just from overseas but all over Australia, we wanted to make sure that they were aware of what was available
Great
here
idea.
In the Upper Hunter. So,
yeah.
So we'll be showcasing all the attractions here in the Upper Hunter at the event. But look, also there's a whole range of cattle dog exhibits from working cattle dogs doing herding trials to championship dog shows through to pet cattle dog classes and presentations.
Do you have to have a cattle dog to be able to attend?
No, absolutely not.
Right.
That's what we're saying. Anyone in the community can come along.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but you can bring your dog.
You can bring your dog. It has to be a cattle dog, though.
You've got to bring your cattle dog.
But
yep.
if you've got a pet cattle dog, you're more than welcome to bring that along.
I've got a border collie, so I'll be leaving Sully the wonder dog at home. I broke it to him the other day, and he hasn't taken it well.
Yeah, no. Well, we feel for him, mate. We really do. But it is a cattle dog master, so we want to try and maintain that theme.
Yes.
There's also a great cattle dog. There's a cattle dog history exhibit. Which will showcase the origins of the cattle dog. It'll showcase catalogs around the world.
Will it specify where the cattle dog was first?
Well, no. It will talk about its origins through the whole family.
Okay.
So it'll talk about all of that.
Because we don't need a Hatfield and McCoy kind of thing.
No,
going
we don't.
On that
no,
day.
No, 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 no. That's why we're just celebrating the Upper Hunter as being the birthplace of the cattle
That'll
dog.
That'll do us. Yes.
Trying not to be specific about which town.
What's it cost to be there on the day?
Absolutely free, mate.
Oh, very
Everyone's
nice.
Welcome to be free. And the other thing I'd like to just give everyone an update on. The Blue In Bingo, who are making a special guest appearance at the muster, tickets for that went on sale early in the week, but unfortunately they're all gone.
Oh, wow.
They all went within the day, which we expected. But just wanted to reassure everyone that if you still want to bring the kids along, you'll still be able to see Blue In Bingo on stage.
Right.
But you just won't be able to participate in the meet and greets because those tickets are already gone.
Okay. Well, you know, it's one thing to get in nice and early for, isn't it?
Yep,
or would
absolutely.
Have been, yeah.
Yep.
Wayne, are there any sponsors that you want to give a mention to? Because a great event like this doesn't come together without some fantastic sponsors.
Oh, mate, look, we have been so fortunate with so many people supporting this event, from the state government through to the Muswellbrook Shire Council, from BHP Mount Arthur to Bengalla to BHP's Local Buying Foundation, to Mac Energy, Mount Pleasant,
yep.
Mangoola. But then also coming right down through a lot of local businesses. To be honest with you, just far too many to mention. But through our program and through our thank you sponsorships that will be displayed around the grounds, we'll make sure that all those people get the recognition that they deserve because this event just could not happen without them.
Okay, it's the 9th to the 11th of September, the Great Cattle Dog Muster, and a really good resource is the website greatcataloguemuster.com.au. That's where I find out all my information when I'm not speaking to Wayne Toms. Wayne, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bear. Much appreciated.